بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد،
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والصفوة الخيرة من صحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو شاء الله لجعلكم أمة واحدة ولكن ليبلوكم فيما آتاكم فاستبقوا الخيرات إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Tonight's presentation is on the stand of Islam on sectarianism and the divide between the Sunnis and the Shias, and the conflict that arises from this divide, and sometimes the bloodshed and the killing and the murder and the destruction of cities and towns and countries. Where does Islam stand on this? And why? Some people say, why we have Shias and Sunnis? I don't like to be called Shia or Sunni. I'm a Muslim. So what is the stand of Islam on this? Number one, we must realize that Islam is based on two important foundations. Two important foundations: Kalimatu Tawheed wa Tawheedul Kalimah. The first foundation is the statement, the declaration of monotheism. Kalimatu Tawheed. This is the essence of Islam. The essence of Islam, the core of Islam, is Kalimatu Tawheed, the declaration of monotheism. Beside that is Tawheed al-Kalima, the unity of the community. Neither Kalimat al-Tawheed, monotheism, is going to function by itself alone, nor Tawheed al-Kalima, the unity of the community, is going to function by itself alone. They need each other. Monotheism needs unity of the people, and people, they need monotheism. They integrate, they complement each other. قَامَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى كَلِمَتَيْنِ كَلِمَةُ التَّوْحِيدُ وَتَوْحِيدُ الْكَلِمَةُ. Islam stood and survived on these two important foundations. Number one, the aqidah. كَلِمَةُ التَّوْحِيدُ. There is no compromise on aqidah. We do not compromise on that. Kalimatu Tawheed. We submit to God and to everything He says. We work for Him. We were created by Him. We came from Him, and to Him we are going to go back. The second, only Kalimatu Tawheed is not going to work. You need to unify yourself. You need to stand together. You need to work together. You need to respect each other. And Allah, He could have created us only one group. He could have made all people only Shia, and there is nothing more Shia in this universe. Or He could have made all people Sunnis. He could have made all people Buddhists, Christians, Jews. But He said, I did not do that. Two places in the Quran. One in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Had your Lord willed, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ, it would have been easy for Him to make you only one group. Not only one religion, even one race. We could have been all people Indians. The people of earth, all of them Indians. All of them Japanese. All of them Chinese. All of them Arabs. He didn't do that. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. But he did not do that on purpose. He diversified you into races and cultures and groups and nations and tribes and languages and colors and religions. وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِيمَا آتَاكُمْ. This is a test for you, to be diversified, to be different from each other. So you can learn from each other. You can get inspired. And sometimes you must compete for the goodness of the humanity. You compete with each other. Therefore Allah says, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِيمَا آتَاكُمْ. So He tests you in what He has given you. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Therefore, if this is there, this is the goal of the creation, that you are different from each other, so you compete, therefore you have to compete in goodness, in doing good, not in doing bad. Sometimes there is a race between nations in who can occupy more land, who can steal more, who can kill more people. They compete among themselves. Allah says, this is not the purpose. I want you to compete for khairat, for goodness. Who can save more lives? Who can build more homes for the poor and the needy? Who can teach and bring more education and more ta'leem to the people and more guidance? فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا. All of you are going to stand before Him soon. Soon you're going to stand before Him. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. On the Day of Judgment, He's going to tell you about your differences. In another place in Surah Hud, Hud is chapter 11, by the way, verse 118, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. It would have been easy for Him to make you one nation. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ. But Allah says, no, this is not my design. My design that people are different, so they compete with each other in goodness. Now, what is religion? Everyone says, I am right, you are wrong. Every single religious person, whether it be a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew or a Buddhist or a Hindu or Sikh or whatever, they say, I am right, the rest are wrong. Even sometimes churches, next door churches, one church is on this side of the intersection, the other one is only 30 feet away from it. This church says, I'm the salvation, I'm the way to Jesus. The only church on earth is us. We are the way. The other one says, no, we are the way. We are wrong. We are right. So, who is right and who is wrong? How do we know the answer? My friends, religion that we practice today, the people, it's not necessarily the way to God. It's our understanding. We think that this is the way to God. We think. It's not necessarily it is the way. Our prediction, we think that this is the way to God. It might not be the way to God. Might not be the way to God. Allah says there is only one way to God. Only one way. Not different ways. Thus, He says in the Holy Quran, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. There are different ways, different types of preachings and ideologies and doctrines. So which one is the best? Allah says you have to investigate. Your job is a non-stop investigation. No day should come where you say, today I know 100% I am right and all others are wrong. And from now on, I'm not going to study anymore. I'm not going to investigate. I'm not going to search. You should never say this. Every single day is a day of research for you. Our research is endless. Does not stop. It's continuous. Till the last day of our life, we still have to search and read and discuss and discover. And we have to discover the best. We have to find the best. We should not be content with what we have found in the past. We should continue the journey of discovery and search search and rescue. Sometimes you hear search and rescue, it comes to an end after 2 days, 3 days. Our search and rescue is for the rest of our life. Allah says you have to search until you find the best. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ. We listen, we don't close our ears. Al-Qawl in certain interpretations is the Quran, in other interpretations, tafsir, Al-Qawl is any argument, any religion is Qawl. So we listen to them and we compare, and then فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. We follow what is the best, what is more convincing. What is more convincing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to continue our search. You have to study. You are still students. Don't assume that you graduated and you don't go to school anymore and you should not read. You must read. طلب العلم من المهد إلى اللحد. From cradle to grave, this journey continues. The journey of discovery. You have to study. Every single day we must study. Every single day. If we don't study, we lose. If we don't study, we get confused. If we don't study, we get lost, my friends. We get lost. Some people think that they became Shia and that's way. That's it. The way is paved for them to paradise because they are Shia. But this is not right. Even within Shia, there are some people who are right, there are some people who are wrong. You think all Shia are doing well? All Shia are doing well? I don't think so. I think many Shia are not doing well. Many of them. Because they don't understand Shiaism. They became Shia because they were born in a house that has a father and mother who are Shia, not because they discovered Shiaism. They became Shia through inheritance, wiratha, inheritance, not through discovery. And there is a big difference between someone who studied Shiaism and became a true Shia through discovery and research, and between someone who opened his eyes in a house which is called Shia and he thinks he's Shia. Big difference. Big difference. So we have to study. Allah says you must study until you find the right path. Now, if someone did study very well, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, studying, researching, but at the end of the day he says, I am right, others are wrong. Allah says, if you think you are right now, after studying, then if you think you are right, then don't fight with those that you think they are wrong. Don't fight with them. Don't do takfir to them. Don't reject them. Don't tell them that I am the only survivor, the only people that God created this paradise only for me and my family and my tribe. Rest of you are going to go to Jahannam. Don't say this. Don't do that. Don't fight with each other. So what do we do if we don't fight? We get bored. You know, Muslims, they get bored if they don't fight, believe me. Because they have weapons, they have bullets, so they have to use it against someone. Allah says, rather than fighting, using your energy and fighting, dialogue with each other, work together. Even if you think you are a saint coming from paradise and you are the people of Jannah and paradise and that one is the person of Jahannam, still you can work with the people of Jahannam in this life. You can work with them. You can cooperate. You can build your country. Build your society. There is a lot of common areas that we can work with others upon them. Help the poor, the needy. Help the homeless. Help the hungry. Help the sick people. Bring some relief to your community, to other communities. You can do humanitarian work. You can do that. You can work together. So rather than killing each other and fighting and doing takfir and tafsir, 3 nights ago, one of the مشايخ in Saudi Arabia during Salat al-Tarawih. In his qunut, he was cursing the Shia. Oh Allah, bring your curse on Rawafid. Rawafid, rejectors, we are Rawafidah. Rawafid is the plural of Rawafidi. Al-Rawafid al-Mulhideen, the atheist. So we are not only Rawafid, we are atheists too. And then after that, the Jews and the Christians. You have to curse mostly the Shia, the Jews and the Christians. So who survives? Only the Wahhabis, alhamdulillah. Allah created this paradise only for Wahhabis, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab and his cronies. And the stupids who follow him. This is not good. This is not good to stand and waste the time of people behind you, hundreds of thousands of people standing behind you on a holy night, and you raise your hand to curse people that you don't even know anything about them. You don't even read their books. You know nothing about their ideology. You are under this misunderstanding, misconception that Shias are mushrikeen. They have a different book, they have different prophet, they follow different. This is a myth. So Allah says you have to don't accuse people of doing something without knowing anything about them. This is not right. This is not right to curse. At least if you are unhappy, say, oh Allah, guide them. Guide them. This is the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad, when Quraysh, they attacked him with the stones, and he was bleeding, he would say, Allahumma ihdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh my Lord, bestow guidance on them. They are ignorant. They don't know who I am. If they know, they would not hurt me. They would help me. But because they don't know, ihdi qawmi. So a righteous person, a person who has righteousness in his heart, the fear of God in his heart, the love of God in his heart, would not curse. Distribute cursing. The biggest distributor of cursing today in the world is the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Some countries, they distribute water, food, medicine, whatever. Those people, they distribute nothing but cursing. La'na, 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 la'na. Well, what type of a human being you are? What type of heart you have that you curse all others? Cursing is not part of our religion. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمًا. Allah did not say that to the Prophet, I sent you as a curse. إِلَّا لَعْنًا. He said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمًا. Love and mercy, not لَعْنًا. We have to wish goodness for others. Even if we disagree with them, we say one day, and this is exactly the wording of this book, the Holy Quran. Allah says in the Holy Quran, listen, don't curse the mushrikeen. عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ عَادَيْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَوَدَّةٌ. Maybe one day, this animosity and hatred is going to change into mawadda, compassion. So leave some room. Don't just curse them and send them to Jahannam right away. Don't do that. So rather than fighting, we have to respect each other. Even if we disagree, we can pray together, we can fast together, we can work together, we can go out together, we can dine together, we can help each other together. There is a room to be together with each other. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our example. وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنٌ. Take the Prophet as an example. The Prophet was in Medina. He established an Islamic state based on justice and truth and respect. At the same time, he had Jews and Christians surrounding him. Did he declare war on them for no reason? He had to do sometimes business with them, business deals with the Jews and the Christians. Some of them were neighbors to his mosque.
He did not kick them out. He said, because this is my mosque, leave this area, you have to leave. He opened a dialogue with them. A dialogue, hiwar, tahawur, with them. Because he is the prophet of mercy. He had a relationship with them. I mentioned this in the beginning of the month of Ramadan. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليه. God encourages you vis-a-vis those people, the people of Book, the Jews and the Christians who did not fight against you, who did not hate you, who did not do anything wrong against you. Allah encourages you to be good to them, to be nice to them, to be hospitable to them. Show them the mercy of Islam. Today we have to show the good side of Islam, not the bad side. Not the cursing side, not the fighting side. The forgiveness side of Islam. So, the Prophet, he worked with them, but he did not say to the Jews and the Christians, you are right, I believe in your ideology. He never said this to them. He said, Islam is right. The Prophet said to them many times, your religion is expired. Judaism expired. Christianity expired. Islam now is the official religion. But yet, despite their religion being expired, he was willing to work with them. And to have a relationship with them. Relationship that is based on mutual respect. And also cooperation with them. Today, my friends, unfortunately, today in every single Muslim country we have a problem or a disease called sectarianism, ta'ifiyya. Meaning that the Sunni or Sunnis, they believe that they are God's chosen servants on earth. They are right and the Shia are wrong. And the Shia also, they believe that God, they are God's chosen people on earth and the Sunnis are wrong. And this sectarianism is on the rise. It's not declining. It is spreading. Spreading. Do you know in certain countries, when they look at your qualifications, they do not look at your college degree. They don't care about what college you graduated from, whether you are from, you know, Ivy League schools, or whether you are illiterate. The first thing they ask, what madhab you have? What madhab? So if you are Sunni, they give you the job. If you are Shia, you reject it. In some Muslim countries. Do you know that this year Saudi Arabia, the custodian of the Haramain al-Sharifain, in the Hajj visas application for Pakistan, they added one more section, are you Shia or Sunni? What difference it makes if I am Shia or Sunni or whatever? This is none of your job. Shia or Sunni, they both have to go to Hajj. Why do you ask me this question? Why do you ask me? Do you know in America it's rude to ask someone about his religion? It's rude. You violate civil rights in America if you ask someone what religion you have, what madhab, what school of thought. You violate human rights and civil rights in this country. But in our countries that they call themselves Muslims, dual Islamiyah Muslim countries, they discriminate, they have bias, and they give the job not to the one who has the best qualification in education, he's competent, he's good, he's expert. No, because he comes from this tribe. And that one, even if he's good, they kick him out. You don't deserve this work. Such nations are not going to move forward. They are going only to move backward. Believe me. Believe me. Believe me. They would remain for the rest of their life subjugated to the West, to America. They beg America and Europe for help. Iran, for many years, they stood their ground. They resisted with
honor, with dignity, with a pride. Last night or today, July 14th, is a historic day. Historic day. America had to succumb. France, Germany, Britain, Russia, China, European Union, they had to succumb to Iran and accept the deal with them. Because they did not sell themselves cheap. They stood their grounds. If you respect yourself, the world is going to respect you. If you disrespect yourself, the world is not going to respect you. Why Arab countries have no respect? No respect anywhere. Because they don't respect themselves. They don't respect their citizens. They discriminate between the citizens. When you start discriminating between your own people of your country, then others are not going to respect you. You're going to be weak. Thus Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَاَعْتَصِمُوا. If you want to be dignified, honorable, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّحُوا. Do not fight with each other. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانَا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And then Allah says the result of division is this: وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Those who divide, those who fight, those who have prejudice and bias and discrimination and bigotry, they're going to fail. Not only they're going to fail, but they're going a chastisement, gross chastisement is waiting for them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أليم يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون. Now here in America, we the Muslims in America, we have Shias and Sunnis and probably other traditions among us. We have to respect each other. We have to respect each other. I disagree with a Sunni scholar who attacks the Shia, as well as a Shia Mu'amman Shaykh who sits on a television studio and he attacks the Sunnis. I disagree with both of them. Both of them are doing wrong. Both of them are hurting Islam. They are both hurting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Ali says those who hurt others through profanity, said profanity, bad mouthing others, they are not my Shia. They are not my Shia. My Shia is the one who uses logic and reason, bayan. Without offending others, you don't have to offend others. Do you have to curse? Why do you curse? Imam Ali says, rather than cursing, cursing is going to hurt. It's not going to benefit you. Even if what you are saying is right, but because you use profanity, you are going to lose your case. Rather than doing sad profanity and bad mouthing, speak the truth, but in a nice way. In a nice way. Speak the truth in a nice way. You don't have to curse. Don't call them names. Invent names here and this group and that group. Don't do that. You are going to lose, your community are going to lose, your method is going to lose. Someone who's attacking people on television here, he causes the death of many people in Pakistan and Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states and Syria and Iraq. He's sitting in the comfort of his house while others are paying the price. This is not a bravery. This is not shuja'ah. This is not shuja'ah. We have to be responsible. Allah says, be responsible when you speak. Be responsible. The responsibility of the speech is very important. Very important.
Sometimes you can bring people through your speech, your statement, you can bring them together, foster respect among them, brotherhood, sisterhood, and sometimes you can destroy all these bridges through your speech. Allah says in the Quran, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. When you speak husna, beautiful. Speak kind. Be smart when you speak. Don't damage. Build with your mouth, with your tongue, with your speech. Build. Don't destroy. Don't destroy. So we have to stand against sectarianism. I always say, Shias and Sunnis are going to be different for the rest of their life. Believe me. We have fundamental differences, not, but still I think and I believe, strongly believe, despite these differences, we can be friends. We can be friends. We can work together. We can be good neighbors, good partners. We respect each other. Neither a Shia should force someone who's Sunni to be Shia, nor someone who's Sunni should force someone who's Shia to be Sunni. Leave it alone. Believe me, in this country, I've been in America for 21 years. I never ever said to any individuals that I want you to be Shia. Who cares? Yeah, he asks me about Shia, I tell him, read my book. You want to know about Shia? This is Shia. They ask me questions, I answer. I never said to anyone, please come be Shia Habib. It's not my business. Why should I invite him? Neither I said to any non-Muslim, believe me, during 21 years of my life here, that I want you to be a Muslim. Never ever. I tell them about Islam, but I don't invite them to Islam. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Yes, the day they decide to be Muslims, I would embrace them, I welcome them, I encourage them. But I never tell them, please convert to Islam. This is not my job. This is not my job. You have to understand Islam. Why should I invite you? If something is lucrative, some of you are businessmen. If you do good business, do you invite people and tell them, go and do this business? If they have reason and aql and they are smart, they will discover it themselves. So we can work together and respect each other. If Muslims keep fighting, believe me, all nations are going to move forward, they're going to go backward, as we see it today. We see it in many countries. Syria is being destroyed completely. Iraq is being destroyed. Yemen, nothing is left of Yemen. As soon as America and Iran, they signed the pact yesterday, last night, I was watching it live, Saudi Arabia, they started the aerial raids against Yemen out of a grudge against those people. They can't fight Iran. They can't send their airplanes to Iran. They send it to Yemen, to the weakest country. More than 100 raids last night on Aden, small city, which is already destroyed. Nothing is left. Where is Islam? This is Islam during the night of Qadr. It was night of Qadr for them, the Imam standing in Mecca doing Taraweeh, and the Saudi airplanes bombing the people of Yemen. Is this Islam? People are not, Muslims are not going to be successful if they kill each other. Never they're going to be successful. Allah says, resort to aql. We have given you the brain, the aql, the reason. We have given you insaniya, you are humans, you are not beasts. Beasts, you leave them, they fight. But the humans, they can communicate, they can solve their problems through peaceful means. It hurts me when I listen to someone who here in Southern California, and he leads one of the biggest Muslim organizations. In most of his speeches nowadays, he uses sectarianism. He's supposed to be neutral. You lead a Muslim organization in this country, you ask people for donations, you ask the Shias for their donations. But when you give a speech, you attack the Shias? This is irresponsible. This is irresponsible. I always say we have differences, but we can work it out. we still can work it out. We can work it out. We can work together. We can respect each other. Then, on the day of judgment, both of us are going to stand before Allah. There is a judge there. There is a judge who is going to hold us accountable, responsible for everything we did in this life. So remember, my friends, no sectarianism. Don't attack others. Even if you are proud of your madhab, be proud of your madhab, practice your madhab, but don't attack others, and always call for friendship. Invite them to your home, to your masjid, to your community. Tell them we are إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. This is the powerful statement of the Quran. We are nothing but brothers and sisters. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات، إنك مجيب الدعوات. اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أنزل رحمتك على المؤمنين والمستضعفين في اليمن وفي سوريا وفي العراق وفي فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين، وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان، وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.